Case Study 2. A care worker visits Mr. Smith, a 56-year-old gentleman who has just started with a reablement service. He requires support in personal care tasks every morning and evening, as he is recovering from a head injury. Mr. Smith also has a medical history that includes being hepatitis C and HIV positive, but he has expressed his wish that his family are not informed of this. Due to client confidentiality and the sensitivity of the illnesses, the risk assessment and support plan in the client's property states only that Mr. Smith has a communicable illness and that universal precautions or infection control guidance should be followed during all personal care tasks. The risk assessment asks that staff read through the highlighted sections of the universal precautions or infection control policy that has been provided. Staff are also asked to seek advice from the office if they wish to have further information regarding their care duties with this particular service user. Protective clothing was issued by the organization to be kept at the service user's property. The care worker is embarrassed that she does not understand what is meant by the risk assessment, and she feels intimidated by being asked to read through the universal precautions policy, even though key points have been highlighted. The care worker is worried that she will be asked questions about her understanding of infection control, and she has never read the policy, as she gets nervous in test situations. The care worker is assisting Mr. Smith to complete his morning personal care routine when he notices that she is not wearing gloves and an apron, as she does usually. She states that there were none left, but that she did not mind, and she does it often as part of being a carer. Mr. Smith is concerned about this and informs the office of what has happened, and the carer's apparent lack of knowledge. He asks for more gloves and aprons to be delivered. Upon investigation of the complaint, it was concluded that the organization had gone to reasonable lengths to safeguard staff, whilst protecting the service user's right to confidentiality, and his request that some information not be shared in his service user's folder. The service user was happy for further information to be shared with staff on a confidential one-to-one basis, should they request it. The care worker would fail to read, understand, and follow a key policy. Identify an area of her practice that she may require additional support in, literacy and understanding mandatory policies. Seek clarity of a situation she was unsure of. Demonstrate core competency in personal care tasks. Safeguard and protect her own and other service users' health and safety. What should the care worker have done differently? Sought advice on the service user's medical background, if she was unclear or concerned about what was meant by communicable illness, read through the highlighted sections of the universal precautions policy, and sought clarity from her line manager on any points she was not clear about regarding her duties with the service user. Highlighted to her line manager that there were some key policies she was not aware of, so that they be included in new learning objectives. Taken personal responsibility to ensure that her practice was compliant with the risk assessment guidance and health and safety requirements.